Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, a guy we could talk a lot of things with. We could certainly talk the political races, and we will. We could also talk about some international policy, and we'll probably get to that too. But keeping with our theme of back to school as we turn the page to September, I want to bring in Tom Watkins, education consultant, former state superintendent of schools. Hello, Tom.
Hey, good evening, Jack.
Tom, how do we make sure this is our best year ever?
Well, I think it starts in many ways. Let's remember first and foremost that our parents and responsible adults are our children's first and best teacher. Hugging, loving, making sure your children's reading to your child, staying engaged, whether that's with your, you know, cute little elementary school child or those tough teenage years in middle school and high school, staying engaged with your child can give them a good start. Supporting our great Michigan teachers and the job that they're doing are a way to give our kids a great start and to make this the best year ever.
I've had a chance to spend a couple weeks in Africa and China over the past 15 months, and in both cases I was struck by the commitment to education, regardless of what else they had. Education, quality education, was a priority and a necessity. Here, sometimes it almost is considered a luxury.
You're right, and one of the things we do need to do is to kick it up a notch, whether that's as a student, as a parent, a teacher, an administrator, as a general community member. We're living in a global society. You know, just because we have been great in the past is no indicator that we will be great in the future. It's going to be hard work, innovation, creativity, education, and talent that's going to matter in this global connected world.
Why is it so hard for some people to understand, Tom, that without quality education, without the resources to make that happen and the commitment to do it the right way with the reforms that you have talked about many times in terms of reinventing ourselves, our future is much less than it could be?
Well, we've been blessed in this state. One, because of the bounty, the beauty, the natural resources that we've had historically, because we were creators and innovators. You know, the place that put the world on wheels, the arsenal of democracy, the labor movement that have really and truly made a lot of workers that didn't have to have a lot of formal education but could go to work at General Motors, Chrysler, Ford, and the other suppliers and make a good life. But the sad thing, and something that people don't want to hear, and you won't hear it from Republicans or Democrats, those days are gone, and they're not coming back. So the only thing that's going to matter in this global connected economy is talent, knowledge, innovation, creativity. You're going to have to outthink, not simply outwork, the other guy, because there's somewhere else in the world that'll do it a lot cheaper than we can perhaps even do it here in Michigan or Lansing.
Tom, we have a principle in this country and have had for, 75 years, talking about paying it forward, paying now and collecting later. It's called Social Security. Why is it so hard for us to understand the same thing in terms of education, that what you invest in the first 5 years is what you get 20, 30 years later? As you point out here, up to 85% of the human brain is developed in the first 5 years.
Yeah, it's not just me. It's literally Nobel Prize-winning economist James Heckman out of the University of Chicago has done research that says the best investment we can make as a city, a state, nation is investing in those first 5 years of life. Brain researchers show that 85% of the human brain is developed. As my daughter said to me once, I was going to give a speech on that, and she says, Dad, if that's true, how come school doesn't start till 5 or 6? And she looked at me and said, duh, it doesn't make sense, does it, Dad? We need to be investing more, but we're, you know, an instant gratification society. We expect to flip the channel and see action right away. So paying for that money now, for that primary school child, you know, isn't going to show the immediate dividends in the next quarter's profit and loss statement.
I spoke with a teacher last weekend, and a very, very good teacher, but I was disappointed. And I said, aren't you looking forward to school starting again? You always seem so optimistic this time of year. And the teacher said, you know, we're asked to do more and more and more, sometimes with less and less and less, including appreciation. How do we get these teachers, and not all of them, but a significant number, re-energized and appreciated?
Well, if I could send a message to each and every teacher this year, it's been very difficult. The reforms that I talk about are not something that most teachers want to hear because it's about change. But if you think about it, and I feel this in my heart of heart, that the true Statue of Liberty of this great country of ours are our neighborhood public schools. There's not another institution in America that takes the tired, the hungry, the poor, the huddled masses, children that speak English as the second language, children with disabilities, in our public school, be their traditional or charter, give them hope and opportunity. And if you believe, as I do, that our schools are the true Statue of Liberty, you know, our teachers, those great teachers that are touching our collective future, are the torch that's lighting the way for them all. And we need to, you know, that bumper sticker, Jack, that we've seen, you know, if you can read this, thank a teacher. Most of us can remember a teacher, not all, but remember a teacher that touched our lives, that made a difference. That's what our teachers are doing. And so, yeah, there's a lot of politics going on, and there's reform and not enough resources and too much pushing for change. But when you go back to that classroom, I want you to remember that you're going to make a difference in that one child, maybe two, maybe 10, maybe 100 children's life. And there's nothing more special. There's not anything that can give people a greater feeling than making a difference in a child's life.
As I mentioned, Tom, and as you know, and the trips I took to Uganda and China, I found teachers to be almost universally revered. And here, sometimes, I think that for a variety of reasons, most of them beyond their control, they become ping-pong balls in a public debate.
It's really sad because as state superintendent, and now even 5 years out of that role, I continue to see teachers, and the overwhelming majority of them are good, decent, hardworking people that are making a difference in the life of a child, and they're making a decent wage and decent benefits, and we need to continue to find ways to do more. But we also need to thank them for the job that they are doing. There's very few of us that would be maybe make it through algebra or trigonometry or biology if it wasn't for that special teacher that really made a difference in all of our lives. And as a lot of people are saying today, there's an inextricable link between a quality education and a strong economy. Individuals, cities, states, and nations that get their education system right are going to be the individual city, state, and nation that are going to thrive in the 21st century. We have to make sure that Michigan and America are that state and that in the nation that really is thriving, because we invest in our teachers, invest in high-quality public education.
Tom Watkins, the U.S.-China and education consultant, former state superintendent of schools. Tom, at some point I'd like to talk to you about a program, Thank a Teacher, and something I think that all of us could do individually might go a long way. Tom, thanks so much for joining us.
It's always great to be with you. Thank you, Jack.
We'll be right back with Greg Jones, MSU co-captain, All-America linebacker.